Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I am so delighted you're here because you being here means you aren't there. And where is there? All the other things you can do with your time, with your energy, with your focus, your attention right now. And that phrase, pay attention, reminds us that attention is our most precious currency. We all have equal amounts of it. We all have the same number of minutes and hours and years in every single year of our lives. And what do we use to focus on? How do we shift our attention? What do we focus on? What do we direct our attention to? What do we pay that valuable currency in the direction of? And you voted today to make it High Energy Health. I'm so grateful you have done this. There's a large community of people that's coalesced around the show over the last number of years. We have over 300 episodes live, and it's wonderful to see people derive so much healing, so much benefit, so much insight about their challenges from various episodes. I also encourage you to listen and watch with a pen and paper in hand. Record your insights. You never know when one of our guests will say something that'll be your high leverage point over some issue that's really been bothering you. So that's one instruction I give you and remind you of at the start of each show. Be an active listener. Be engaged with this material. Don't let it just be inspiration and flow in one ear and out the other. Write down those things that are meaningful to you and then apply them in your life. You also know that I have this habit of interrupting the show every once in a while to recommend you do a little exercise. So our guest will say something and I'll realize we could journal about that right now, and I'll have you spend 20 seconds doing that in the middle of the show. So be prepared. I'm going to have you listening actively and then make notes of ways in which this can really help your life. And then also at the end of each show, turn those insights into an action plan. What will you do differently? How will you act in your life to apply these insights and make them real in your life? That's so worth doing, is to turn inspiration into action. And the final thing I ask you to do with each show is look through our archives, think of your friends, think which of your friends is suffering, and then email them a link or text them a link to that show that addresses their issue. There are so many wonderful therapies available today that can really shift us. This last weekend, I was at my monthly men's group meeting, and this group of men sitting in the circle sharing their challenges, some of them were really struggling and suffering. And I was able to say, when it came my turn to speak, that, hey guys, you have to know there are so many therapies, so many techniques out there now that can shift this issue. Please use them. And those wonderful therapies and techniques are available to us today. So if you have friends who are suffering, make sure they get that link. Don't let them remain in ignorance of some technique, some insight that could really help them shift. Email your friends links to the show and share the wealth of knowledge you're acquiring by being part of this wonderful high energy health community. You're going to so enjoy connecting with my guest today. His name is Jonathan Hammond. He's a teacher, energy healer, shamanic practitioner with an amazing history of what brought him to this place. He's a graduate of Harvard University and the University of Michigan. is also a certified master teacher in the Usui Reiki, Shamanic, and Karuna Reiki traditions, as well as Shamanic Reiki worldwide. Classes at Omega Institute and elsewhere, and his book is called The Shaman's Mind. Jonathan, it's a joy to have you here.
Aloha, Dawson. It is really, really wonderful to be here. Thank you. And I love your throwing down the gauntlet for people to actually healing is real. It happened. I love that invitation for everyone. Thank you. It's great to be here.
The gauntlet is thrown, Jonathan, and I know you are going to be quite happy to pick it up and challenge us and inspire us here. I love reading about your story. Just share the evolution of your vision for your life with us, because it was a powerful account that you gave both in the book and in the other materials I got about you.
I was an incredible mimic as a child. My parents thought actor, because that's what it seemed like. And so I was on that path for the first 35 years of my life. I wasn't really a fame-driven actor. I was an artistry-driven actor. I loved the empathic attunement with a character. When you read a script, you go, what kind of person would say that? And then you become it. And that led me, but I was always on the spiritual path. I was always in the closet. I was always on the spiritual path, but that was my life. Then what I found was empathic attunement was actually my gift, more than just the acting. And I was successful at it. I mean, it was Broadway and all that stuff. And that began, I was in the process of a spiritual life for many years, and it just kept taking hold. And then I started, without really even advertising or anything, having clients, and that led me to training, and it led me to where I am now. And now my work is shamanically based, and it's about that empathic attunement with indigenous mind, with the mind of those people who live in a connected and interrelated and interdependent relationship with the natural world and with themselves. And so the shaman's mind was about that I got inside of. I'd studied with shamans on four different continents, and I gotten inside of that shamanic mind and the universality that I found in all these different cultures that I worked with. The one that I landed on was Hawaii, only because it was also very psychological. The Hawaiian shamanism has a very psychological bent, and I had a deep interest in that and had been in psychotherapy for many years, and found the origins of Jung, mainly Jung, but Freud and a lot of the psychological systems began, or at least in part, here. Three aspects of psyche and working with intention and energy and all that. That's where I've landed, and that's what I do now. I teach entrance into that mind. That's the best way I can say it. How the indigenous people tend to see the world and how they live in relationship with nature and with their own authentic nature. That's what I think we have to return to. And I think so much of what is going on in the world right now that we don't like began, is seeded by humanity's systematic separation from nature. We have human culture, and then we have nature. And somehow these things got very separated. And because of that, we think of nature as this sort of dead thing, as a storehouse of resources for us, as opposed to environment that is filled with persons, only some of which are human, and with all these minds that we can attune to. And the latest research around the mind of nature, the mind of individual plants or animals, is that they are sentient and agentive and purposeful and purpose-driven and have preferences and have emotions and have memories. And so we have all of those minds that, and of course the indigenous people who didn't know where the next meal was coming from, had to attune in that way with all of those minds. That's why they have such a lived relationship with the natural world. And the natural world, of course, including those minds, are the minds of spirit. Those are just other minds that we can attune to, just like the minds of the plants or the animals or the microbes or the soil or whatever. So it's really enchanted out there. And my work is about a re-enchantment with that, a re-enchantment with life here. Last thing I'll say is that, you know, I think the contemporary spiritual movement is so about some consciousness off this planet, some up and away place. And we have to recognize that this is our home, that heaven is actually right here and was always supposed to be. And to return to that, and to return to the gratitude and humility that comes with the opportunity to walk in a body on this earth, this place where aliveness happens. One of the very rare aspects of the earth is that aliveness is here. And that's not the case. In fact, the Gaia theory, James Lovelock's theory about Gaia, he was a NASA scientist and he was studying different planets, and he basically assessed that they were dead, that the other planets around us were dead. But here aliveness happens. And with aliveness comes consciousness. and all of those minds. And so that's really glorious. It's time for us to return to that.
Yeah, and being cut off from that again has all kinds of consequences, both psychologically and physically. Research has shown that nature is epigenetic, that it produces shifts in our gene expression, and we're healthier if we are attuned to nature, if we're in tune with the environment around us, and we're less healthy as we are divorced and apart from that. And I so appreciate that focus on a spirituality which is about being here and now. And you're right, the old medieval aesthetic was that you'd move into the monastery or the convent and you'd go way up there and you'd hit samadhi, you'd become enlightened, and you'd then be in a cave living on a bowl of rice. Somebody would shove it in through the door every few days. You'd keep your body just barely alive while you were out there in these heavenly realms. And I so appreciate the whole idea of an embodied spirituality, because that is what our time demands of us. Very, very different from the medieval ideal of getting away from it all.
Yeah, one of the hallmarks of indigenous mind is self-awareness and collective awareness equally. And if you think of everything in nature is very self-aware. It wants for itself. It advocates for itself. It takes what it needs to go toward life, to evolve itself, to evolve beyond its current circumstances. At the same time, everything in nature is gifting by its very existence. That's why everything in nature, including us, is so sacred. Everything is gifting the collective with its gift. Half of the oxygen that we breathe is created from these huge patches of green algae that live on the ocean surface. They're so big that they can be seen from space. And that algae is largely fertilized by dolphin excrement, which means that every other breath we take, 50% of the is born of dolphin poop. That's how interconnected it is. There's all sorts of, and of course, we're breathing the plants right now. When they reintroduced wolves into the Yellowstone Park, the rivers regenerated. It is that connected. And so everything that exists from an indigenous perspective is of great spirit, is sacred, is and is supposed to be there, was born of mother to grow her, and has a gift for the collective. And we all individually have a gift for the collective. We might have to do some healing to find out what that is. But we are, it's just as every being in nature is born with that. That which will evolve the planet, we have that too. We're evolving the planet too. But we have to show up.
So I'm going to have you, as you're listening and watching right now, write that in your journal or on your notepad. I am a gift. My life is a gift. My being here is a gift to and from the collective. I am part of the collective. I am part of a larger pattern of life. And just write those words down to contemplate later on. And then you can also look at how am I in some part of my life not acting that way? How am I acting separate? Am I seeing myself as separate from the whole? And so writing down the fact that you are one with the whole, and then just think about those times in your life and those areas of your life where you feel separate. And what you probably find is that when you feel separate, when you tune into that feeling of separation, it doesn't feel good. It feels inherently wrong in your body, in your psyche, in your cells, to pull away and be separate. We're meant to be one. And it's worth reflecting on what Jonathan's saying here and taking this into deep contemplation and then focusing on your life and where you are separate, but also how you are part of this magnificent whole. Jonathan, you talk about finding your place in Hawaii, about going there, about all the synchronicities that happened to bring you back, to cement your being there. Just share that story with us and then what that feels like, because it's hard to convey to people who haven't had that experience, who haven't been there and felt that call. Like, you know, I spoke to a friend of mine about going to Maui, where you live, a few days ago, and she's like, oh yeah, well, you know, this is the hotel we're going to, and this is what I like about the cocktail bar there. And I'm just listening to her, and I told her when I go to Hawaii, I'd spend 2 or 3 months of the year there. And when I get there, the first thing I do is I go straight from the airport. I go to a sacred site, a heiau. That's the Hawaiian word for temple. And there's one particular temple I go to, and I go there, and I take my shoes off, and I stand there, and my wife and I do a ceremony to introduce ourselves to the Aina, the land, and to invoke the ancestors and ask their permission. And we do the ceremony before we go to the cocktail bar or check in or do any of this other stuff. And so for people who feel it, for people who are called to it, they sense the sacredness of that place. And I'd love to have you convey a little bit of that sacredness to us.
Yeah, I've had very much the same experience. I had traveled here many times, and it sort of began with, I read a not very good book about Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian practice, a very deep and rich Hawaiian practice. And what I read about it, about three paragraphs, and I thought, that's everything that I understand about healing. That's everything I understand about all encapsulated in three paragraphs. And so I kept traveling here, and I kept feeling this energy. And, you know, there's an ethic in Hawaii, Malama Ka'aina, which means to love the land as you would a sibling or a parent. With that is also aloha. And aloha is not hello and goodbye, that's how it's used. Aloha is a sharing of life force. Alo means to share or face to face. And ha means life force or breath. And so everyone is grateful and taking care of the land. Not everyone, but hopefully that's the ethic. Loving the land as we would a sibling, and at the same time, sharing life force with you. That is the energy with which people show up. So it very much has that. And then I had really crazy formative experiences here and around Hawaii. I'll share one that's really odd. So I had an office in New York City. I was a healer in New York City before I moved here. And on Friday nights, there was a group of psychics that would do their psychic circle in there. They rented it from me. And I knew them peripherally, but I didn't attend the circle. And I had been writing about the Hawaiian stuff for, at that point, for a good 6 months or a year. And the facilitator of the group called me up, and he said, not knowing any of this about the Hawaii stuff, and said, what's going on with Hawaii? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the psychics were getting all these Hawaiian gods and goddesses in your office. They were and they were Googling them all on your phone. Who's Ku and who's Kane and who's Hiaka? And, you know, and so there was clearly a connection there. And then finally, I was still always 2 feet in two different lives for a while there. I came here and I went to the volcano, which is right out the window, and which is a dormant volcano on Maui. And I just had a visitation. There was on this vista, and there was this whiteout, and all these clouds came around me, and I felt pushed back as if force was coming at me. And a whole bunch of other things happened. I write about it in my book. The message was, you have to change your life. You have to change your life. You have to walk away from your old life. After that experience, which was really formative, and there are even pictures of it that are significant because my totem animal has always been a turtle. And while this was happening, because I wanted court remember this, I took pictures with my phone of me laying down, looking kind of dazed and confused. And right next to me, carved in the rock, is a turtle head looking right at my head, which I saw when I got back to my hotel, but it was really just a formative experience. So I've had a lot of them. And this place seems to, you know, there's something called, and you'll know what I mean by this, born again Hawaiians. You know, we just have this sense that we're supposed to be here. So it was that. And if one is lucky enough to have a geography or a culture that speaks to them, that feels like it's part of their soul's journey, that's part of their purpose, research that, look into that. That means something. It's not just our genetic ancestors. We have spiritual ancestors. We've been doing this a long time, over eons, our souls have. Even here, there's a sense that even the animals that live here are ancestors, are considered family kin. And that's just a hallmark of indigenous mind. So the idea being that when you start investigating the aesthetics that interest you, could be the colors in Tibetan iconography or the darkness or, you know, the smoke of Wicca or something like that. Investigate that. That means something. That's lighting you up for some reason. We have indigenous cultures. There's something called the original instructions. And the original instructions are what we were fated with, what we came in with. When we recognize them, it's because there's a felt sense within us that says, this feels like something, or this doesn't feel like, this feels like my teacher, this doesn't feel like it is. And that, those original instructions gifted to us, the fated circumstances of our lives, this body, this sexuality, these gifts, these were all things that we work inside of, and we develop from inside of, and they are there for a reason. And we find them through the felt sense toward life. Just like everything in nature also has their instructions, and they are following the felt sense toward life. We are one and the same with them. Yeah.
Let's have you do this as well. During our break, which we'll go to in a moment, I'd like you to be making notes about that. What do you have that felt sense of in your life, and what's calling you? It might be an icon. It might be an image. It might be a place. It might be a book. It might be a spiritual path that's totally different from anything that you were trained in or raised in. So what is it that's calling you? What is that inner matrix inside of you that might be part of your soul's journey that's thinking of coming out, that's looking to come out, that's looking to be expressed and connected with? And again, that is a beautiful concept John's introducing us to here of the felt sense in our body that this is right. So what is that felt sense for you? What evokes that? You're listening to High Energy Health. Jonathan's book is called The Shaman's Mind, and we'll be right back after a break.
Heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get the genie in your genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. Is it thought-provoking to expose ourselves to these ideas? This is what life's all about. Taking a deep dive into ideas like this is so much more powerful than going and numbing ourselves with mindless, meaningless media. So I'm glad you've chosen High Energy Health. Please choose it every week. Make it part of your mental and consciousness hygiene to steep yourself, to immerse yourself in positive messages, positive media, positive ideas, positive inspiration, and then put those things into practice, just the way we're doing here with these exercises and these ideas. So, Jonathan, the native tradition, Native spirituality in Hawaii is powerful, it's inherent in the land, inherent in the people, inherent in the indigenous worldview. What is it called? What are some of its ideas and important principles?
Well, it's very focused on mind, and mind is, we know, we've heard it a million times, that our thoughts create our reality, our thoughts create form, and so the hallmark idea in one of the traditions that I study from Hawaii, but the Huna tradition, there are seven ideas, seven principles that allow you entrance into indigenous mind, into shamanic mind, into alchemical mind. And the first one is Hawaiian word, which is IK, and the translation is that the world is, or the world becomes, or reality is, reality becomes what we think it is. And that means that the inner world, the inner dream, is that the outward dream is a reflection of the inward dream. That the implicate, to use a quantum physics word, the implicate reality holds the blueprint for the explicate, the outward reality. And so what we are thinking about, what we are believing, what we are giving consistent focus and attention to is creating form, creating reality. There's something called a thought form, capital T, capital F. And that is just a thought that has been given such clout and legitimacy and attention over time that it becomes an entity and takes hold. So when you experience someone's vibe, what you're experiencing are the thought forms around them. Racism is a thought form. Homophobia is a thought form. Almost like the kind of energy that one gives attention to like a god. These are different kinds of gods even. So what we are thinking about really is the process of what the world becomes. And that's why I love the fact that you say steep yourself, listeners, in this wisdom, whatever wisdom lights you up and animates you, the spiritual wisdom and wisdom towards health, because that is creating reality. There's only one consciousness, one biosphere that holds our consciousness on this planet. And the more that we contribute individually as individual cells of one organism, we are all just that, individual cell. We are all here. Everything that is here, birthed by Gaia, is here for her to evolve her because she too is evolving. And what we lend our consciousness to, it contributes to that one mind. And the more that we all individually, and some of us, we have to do it for the people that aren't, because some people are not contributing to the consciousness in a way that is evolutionary and growthful and loving. That's what the hallmark of the Hawaiian tradition is, that thoughts create reality.
So that's Ike, the first of those key concepts. What are some of the others?
Well, you said it earlier, talking Huna here, you didn't know it. Energy, we're called Makia in Hawaiian, and the translation is that energy flows where our attention goes. So what we place our focus and attention on with consistency invites in the energy, the creative energy, the creative spark that will bring to us the nearest available equivalent of what we're putting our focus and attention on. So it pays to pay attention to what you're paying attention to, because what you are paying attention to is actually inviting in energy that will bring that more of that about. So we are all energy alchemists through our focus and attention. A Hawaiian tradition, they consider choice, the ability to make a choice, a magical power. Because our really do have the consciousness to direct energy with consistency. And just think of how many times a negative thought form comes up, or some voice comes up in your head that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, and that we take that, and we go and we sit inside of it and we look through its eyes and we create reality from inside it. As opposed to when that comes up, that's just a wound. It's not real. It's certainly not going to get me where I want to go. And so I'm going to put up a boundary to it, or I'm going to change it. But I'm not going to take it up and invite it to tea and see through it, organize my life through it. That's the magical discipline of choice. It's magic itself, manifestation. Is a discipline of will.
We may have to go to the next segment to answer this, but what about people who are trapped in negative thinking? You know, we know about the brain's negativity bias, we know about people with PTSD having the trauma loop, and they're just captured by that. They don't have a choice. Their attention is just so fixed on survival that their brain and their mind just focuses on the negative, and they're unable to rescue themselves. They know they think positively. They know that negative thinking is wrecking their lives, and they can't escape. We actually will have to cover this in the next segment, so we'll go to a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. Jonathan's engaging book is called The Shaman's Mind. Please do check it out and learn more about this. He talks about a lot more than just wine spirituality in the book. He really blends many different traditions in there as well and shows their commonalities too. But it's a powerful way to gain insight into these concepts and how to apply them in your life. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I love being here with you. Can you tell? We just have a fantastic time every week on the show, and I'm so glad you're joining us. Also, just to let you know that we're talking a lot about Hawaii on this particular show, and I do go there usually for the first 3 months of every year. I go on a long 3-month meditation retreat where I can just basically go to samadhi for 3 months and then come back and become the regular person that I am the rest of the other 9 months of the year. When I'm gone, we'll have a wonderful series of interviews with Amanda Wonderland as host, with Miriam Paninsky as host. Other people are taking over my host duties for me while I'm away, and we also have fantastic guests lined up for that period. So make this part of every week to come back and, again, immerse your mind in the concepts here and turn them into an action plan for your life. So, Jonathan, when I work with people with PTSD, and through my nonprofit, we now helped over 20,000 veterans with PTSD and helped them escape that cycle. Initially, though, it is a cycle. It's a repetitive loop. even in the brain, it's a loop. It goes straight from the memory centers, straight to the alarm centers, and down into the body without being processed by the conscious mind. How do people escape that kind of trap and move into that place where they have choice and creativity?
Well, I want to begin by being very compassionate toward about that voice, that critical voice that rides us. So what is trauma? Trauma is too much, too soon, too fast. Something in the past, the proverbial rug being pulled out where we are blindsided by life without control, without agency, without any sense that we can do anything about it. The psyche, the nervous system becomes wired against that happening again. And one of the ways in which it does that is by creating this inner critic that is constantly riding us to maintain the status quo, to not grow, to not move beyond ourselves, because without it, there would be a sense of ease. Without that inner critic, there would be a sense of ease that a traumatized person can't tolerate, because that leaves them defenseless for when too much, too soon, too fast comes again. It's important to say that a lot of times with trauma, those things happened and we didn't have choice for it. And what we have to recognize is that I am now, if I've done my healing work and I'm doing my healing work and making good choices for myself, that too much, too fast, too soon isn't as much on the table, because I'm in charge now and I'm deciding what the circumstances of my life are. It's important. So it's kind of like, if you've ever seen Aliens, Sigourney Weaver, she gets in the spaceship at the very end, she's killed all the aliens, and she's got her hands on the steering wheel, and the little girl cries her hands off as if to say, you're safe now, we did it. And that's so much the process of this loop that you're talking about. And a lot of times when I work with clients, it's about when you're not feeling that reactivity, recognizing what that feels like. And then when the reactivity happens, which of course feels real, feels like what I'm supposed to be doing. And then you start, but then it'll go away, and you start to identify that trauma loop has a somatic sense to it. It has a narrative. It's like a weather system comes over. And to start to get inside of it, and even for 2 seconds to say, I wonder if this is that thing, that reactivity, you know, and then the next time it'll be 4 seconds, and the next time it'll be, this is a trigger and I'm not going to go into it, you know, but it takes time. It takes time. But the that's why we have to pay attention to ourselves and parent ourselves and love ourselves, because when this stuff comes up and we fail and just go into it, when we get to the other side of it, we have to recognize what just happened. Well, there was that trigger, that person said that, this thought form came in, I was a little tired, I was a little hungover, I went home to go visit my family, whatever that was, you know, so that we can recognize the somatic felt sense of what that loop is that takes us into this, we think we can't control it. And over time, we can start to let it go and distance ourselves from it.
So I feel that happening in my body right now. And so as you're listening to Jonathan and I, ask yourself, where is it in your body where you feel that old sensation that is linked to trauma? Usually is in the same part of your body over and over and over again. What is it for you right now? So tune in and ask yourself, where is it in my body? Where am I having those habitual reactions? Where in my felt sense is it, my body talking to me right now? And then write that body part down. Just make a note in your journal. Make note on a piece of paper where it is in your body so you can recognize it. And then, Jonathan, now we recognize it. Now we know, okay, it's this clenching my gut. It's this tightening in my shoulder, this creepy feeling on the back of my head. It's this, my fingers start to twitch, whatever it might be. We've got our somatic signal. We've got our felt sense. How do we interrupt it?
Well, there's a lot of ways. There's so many techniques. First thing I'll say is that once it's happened, harder. It's harder. It's more about recognizing the million moments beforehand that led to it. The million moments where you weren't quite paying attention. Very simple technique is when you're really feeling good and safe, and maybe you're on a beach or maybe you're on vacation, or you're with loved ones, or you're playing with your dog, you recognize that feeling and then get a bracelet. Get a bracelet and let that bracelet symbolize that reality. Symbolize the reality of okayness. Symbolize the reality of safety. And then you have that, and then when this thing comes up, you go, there's that reality over there. And you have a symbol. Symbols are really great because symbols speak to the unconscious mind. Another thing to do, to just piggyback off what you mentioned for your listeners to do, is that when you find that part of your body, think What symbol? What is the symbol of this thing? What would, if this were a picture, what would that be? So if it's in your throat, what would that picture be? Would it be a locked box with chains on it? Would it be a stone? Would it be some sort of a dark entity? And then consciously, with your imagination, change that symbol into something that you'd like to live there. So it becomes a flower, it becomes a placid lake, it becomes, you know, and now you're giving your unconscious mind something, because unconscious mind speaks in symbol and image. You're giving your, and let there be a somatic sense of what it would feel like if a flower lived there. And that those are simple ways, simple shamanic ways. When I took a training years ago in Cherokee bodywork, I just watched Lou Madrona. Someone laid on the table and he sat next to them and he kind of put his hand on their chest. He'd go, what's going on here? What's happening here? And then they talk. He put his hand somewhere else. Hey, what do you think about this? It was just, and all he was doing was dialoguing with the body. That was the whole training. Well, I watched him do that for 3 days. That stuff is really important. The thing that we have to recognize too is that this is about self-care. In Hawaii, we have a phrase called aloha ma, which means self-reflective love. Aloha toward ourselves. An adage, I won't give you the Hawaiian. To love oneself as one loves God. It's a Hawaiian indigenous idea. So it's so important. It's not self-indulgent. It's not egocentric. It is about, I am paying attention to my inner world in every given moment, because my inner world is creating my reality. And so that attunement with oneself helps you, because when disaster happens, it's only that we've been avoiding. It's only that we've been in chronic avoidance of something. And to tell the truth of what's happening, the first step in healing a problem is naming it. And so that awareness is really helpful.
So I want you now to write down those things. Find that body location, and I want you to then associate a symbol with that felt sense. That's what Jonathan's recommending here, as a potent technique using the power of the mind to infuse symbols with meaning and potency. And so find your symbol for that traumatic response, that habitual response, that dysfunctional response, and that felt sense. What is your symbol there? And what would you like your experience to be like, and find a symbol for that that you can use to replace the old symbol. Powerful shamanic technique to help you shift and heal. We're going to a break right now. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello, and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I love sharing with you every week. Make sure you're taking notes every week. Make sure you're turning those notes into an action plan. And make sure you're sharing these shows with people in your circle. You never know when some link you send them to some show is going to be their leverage point to healing. So these wonderful resources are here. Make sure you share them. Also, check out Jonathan Hammond's book, The Shaman's Mind. It is provocative. It's full of ideas. It's full of stories. And it's full of exercises that you can use to apply these techniques in your own life. Jonathan, to end with, let's talk about the Hawaiian concept of Ho'oponopono. It's become well used in other parts of the world now. And what is it? Why is it so potent? And how does it work?
The translation of it, ho'o means to make, pono means right, true condition of nature. That's what pono means. But pono is doubled here, so it means to make right more right, or to be right with oneself and to be right with God. So the idea is that we all have an inner child that holds aspects of us that are not ours, that were never ours. It learned a memorized pattern based on experience, based on what it was taught or how it was treated, that then gets lodged in there as a fundamental way in which we see ourselves and we see ourselves in relationship to life. And unless it is addressed, it will keep promulgating that reality. So this is the, I'm not good enough. This is my nose doesn't look right. This is the all men are. This is the all what money is. All these things that stop us up, that are not actually us. And the essence of shamanic healing is twofold. It is simply removing that which shouldn't be there and bringing back that which should. So what we're doing in Ho'oponopono, what we're making right, is this imprint that this child holds about themselves. And we do that by administering the very medicine that created the mistaken imprint to begin with, which is love. Any mistaken imprint is born of unlove. And so in Ho'oponopono, what we're doing is a deep, soft inner child work. There's some schools that talk about Ho'oponopono, but we just say these four phrases and something's going to happen. No, you are directing it toward something, toward an illness, toward a hang-up, toward something that hurts every time you think about it, towards your own self-sabotage. And it's separate than you, because the conscious mind can make the choice to address it. It's kind of like if you had a child, and the child said, I'm scared, would you lock the child in the closet? Would you stick pizza in its mouth? Would you pour alcohol down its throat? No, you would address it. You would actually explain to it why it's afraid, what afraid is, how it can get out of it, etc. And so we use these four phrases, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, to this part of us. So first of all, we're recognizing that this part of us needs love. However this imprint came, I'm in charge now and love is present. I'm sorry is I see you. I'm sorry that you feel that way about yourself. I'm sorry that these were the circumstances that created you to have this false sense of self. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for all the times when I didn't address this. All the times when you were afraid and you did cry and I ignored you, or I pretended you weren't there, or I let you continue with that mistaken identity. Please forgive me in the ways in which I haven't shown up for you, because I'm going to show up now. And thank you. Thank you for going along with me now. Thank you for going along with what I'm teaching you about yourself now. And so it's a very tender and gentle addressing of a real hurt, of something in us that is not, that was never true, something that we were taught. Children take everything personally. So when the child is neglected, when the child is abused, I learned that I don't matter. I learned that I'm abusable. I learned that I'm hit worthy. Those are mistaken imprints, but the child, based on what's happening, takes that and forms a sense of self around it. And they do that actually to gain a sense of control. Oh, I guess I'm this. That helps me understand myself in the world. Those aspects of self are formed. They are lodged in there like a computer. The unconscious is unconscious, meaning it's running. We don't have to bring up the idea that green light means go. That's an unconscious thing. We just know the green light means go. Well, if my nose doesn't look right, and that is what I've learned, then green light means go is synonymous. It's that deep with my nose doesn't look right. And so, and it becomes automatic pattern. And so that's what we're doing is we're interrupting something and we're addressing something with love.
Love heals. Give us an example, just to close with, of some person that you work with or you've known who's applied this loving kindness to a situation and seen it shift.
Well, just to say, that map addressing the inner child is in all good psychotherapy. It's in so many things. I'll give you one from just off the top of my head. I was in New York and in my office and a client canceled. A client that I didn't know canceled and there were 2 hours in my, you know. And I had this big reaction about money. Because I was taught very early on that money is scarce, that money is scary, that money, you know, that was very, people, you know, in my home, dishes were thrown over money. So money was always a very, very, very fraught thing. So I'm sitting in my office and they cancel and I immediately go to my phone and I start checking my account because I'm out my $300 or whatever it is. And I thought, wait a minute, Mr. Spiritual, what is this reaction that you're not addressing? And I thought, I do this every time with money. This reaction comes up. And so I went out that day, and it was right before Christmas, when you're supposed to buy things for other people, and I bought myself a very fancy $1,000 watch. And I did it with the idea that I was saying to my inner child, every time you look at this watch, this is a reminder of the reality of money, and that this is the reality now. And I'm so sorry. I love you, so I'm doing this for you, so you can see that you're safe. And I'm so sorry. I have these circumstances that make you so scared about money. And please forgive me for every time I checked my Chase account when I got worried about it. And thank you for going along with this reality now. You know, and it's kind of against my values to buy a $1,000 watch. But I did it to really heal something that was a sticking point. I'd done all this healing, but the money thing still wasn't coming online. And that really helped. Because of that, I don't have that big trigger anymore. Other tools when money stuff comes up, you know.
So love reprograms you, and that's the big message here of Jonathan's story. His book again is called The Shaman's Mind. Well worth taking a deep dive into. And Jonathan, thank you so much for your work, your heart, and the love you're sharing with the world through what you do.
Aloha, and ditto back to you, Dawson. It's really great to see you.
Aloha. Thanks so much for being here. Aloha to everyone listening and watching. And until next time, fill your life with love. Thank you.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, You'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.